and welcome to this podcast from Bidfood. I'm Sarah Widette, Head of Insight and Customer Experience at Bidfood, and in this podcast we'll be talking about the issues and opportunities impacting food service. For the past few podcasts we've been concentrating on cuisine trends, and the topic for this episode is Asian appetites. Driven by the rise in street food and increased international travel, we're seeing a move towards outlets offering more authentic regional Asian dishes on their menu. This isn't about chicken tikka masala or chicken chow mein, although they still remain very popular. What we're seeing is different countries and regions within countries come to the fore, and the informality and sharing nature that comes with them. For this episode, we're going to hear from Martin Eshelby, our Food Innovation Manager. But first up, I caught up with Catherine Ekandeo, our Category Manager. I caught up with her at our Business Development Centre. The Asian appetite trend seems to really appeal to people that have travelled a lot and want to bring those recipes home with them. What kind of flavours and ingredients or dishes are really becoming the favourites?
Without a doubt, sriracha sauce. So this is so versatile, and we're seeing it being used as a spicy twist on a traditional eggs benedict to marinating chicken skewers. So that's definitely a product that's really standing the test of time. And has travelled quite well over from Asia to the UK. Different types of noodles have really travelled well, so we're starting to see more versatile applications. So whether they're being used in broths, whether we're seeing them used as part of stir fries or added to curries, each type of noodle is working really well and has its own kind of unique benefits. So rice noodles being a really good alternative, not containing wheat, it's really playing into the health requirements of different consumers.
And it feels like already this trend works to a number of consumers looking to adopt more plant-based diets. Do you think there's an option to move to a vegan diet within the Asian cuisine? Is there popularity there?
Absolutely. One of the products in particular, jackfruit, has become increasingly popular, especially in plant-based diets. So we're seeing this flavoured with hoisin sauce and being used as a duck substitute with bao buns. We're seeing it added the addition of Korean barbecue sauces, and it's being used as a pulled pork option. So I think jackfruit in itself is a particularly versatile product that works really well for plant-based diets.
So we know that the Asian cuisine spans a variety of different regions. Is there like a particular one that you'd really like to see more of in the UK?
Well, it's quite clear Chinese is a firm favourite, and Thai food especially, we're seeing more of that with the curries and soups. I think I'd really like to see more of the Korean barbecue really coming through. I know we're starting to see bulgogi being used on pork belly and some Korean deep fried chicken, so I'd like to see an expansion of that. I've always been a big fan of sushi, so I do think the delicacy and the subtlety of Japanese dining, that kind of mindful eating, would be a really nice touch to Asian dishes in the UK.
Catherine Ekandeo speaking there, our category manager. Next up, we're going to hear from Martin Eshelby, our food innovation manager. So is Asian appetites just a trend for really high-skilled chefs, or is there more simple ways we can bring this to life on menus?
I think it's an easier cuisine to bring to life because of all the pastes and sauces that we've got within the business. It's very simple to do with few ingredients and for maximum flavour.
And so what sort of recipes have we got that we've got in the bank that we've created to help our customers bring this to life?
Well, we've done a really good Korean bibimbap, which is a rice dish that it suits all diets, very flexible and very quick to do. And then we've got our harata buns, which is with a soya chicken with a hoisin mayo, just filled with some vegetables, great for sharing platters, starters, or even indulgent bar snacks.
So Martin, why is Asian appetites a trend? Why is it getting so popular?
We've got obviously a tradition of lots of takeaways, Chinese. So as we've progressed and travelled more, we've picked up different cuisines, different areas of Asia, Malaysian, Korean, Thai, etc. So I think it's become more popular, more easier to bring to life.
Martin Eshelby speaking there, our Food Innovation Manager. Thank you very much to our guests Martin and Catherine, and also to you for listening. Please do take a moment to review and share our podcast. It will mean that more people can take a listen and learn about what's hot in food service for 2019. We're using the hashtag BidFoodTrends2019 if you want to join the conversation on LinkedIn, Twitter or Instagram. Remember, you can also subscribe using your podcast app so you don't miss any future episodes. But for now, it's goodbye.